So let's start from the latest with the State House. The New Mexican legislative session is pretty short. There were five bills concerning the Southwest Chief that were up for consideration. So generally speaking, what were those bills and what kind of happened?
Well, they ranged from everything, including studies, up to possible funding mechanisms for New Mexico's share of keeping the chief on its current line. And the outcome was that none of the bills really progressed. However, in the state budget, there was a provision for a $50,000 study to explore participating in this funding partnership.
What was the response in the State House to these bills? I mean, was it lukewarm or was there some real action behind them?
You know, when you visited with lawmakers, there seemed to be a lot of momentum behind it. But at the executive level, Governor Susana Martinez's office and her administration were very reluctant to contribute state funds to a project that historically has been federally funded. And I think that that kind of cast a shadow over its legislative momentum. And in the end, really the governor's position won out, which was, let's study this for one more year and see what its economic impacts would be.
How strong were her concerns? Was there really a veto threat? Should it have passed?
I think there was a very real veto threat. I think I'd be hesitant, though, to say that she's 100% opposed to the possibility. She wants to explore certain things such as commercial leasing of some of the track that would offset the state's expenses related to it.
So basically she's saying, let's do a little bit more research.
She is, and that's causing some concern among proponents of keeping the line where it is, because they say time is really of the essence here. We're looking at a deadline of January 2016 for the train to actually be rerouted. That would take several months of Amtrak planning and steps to be taken that actually reroute the train out of southern Colorado and northern New Mexico. So although the deadline is January of 2016, realistically, any proposal to keep it going on its current course would have to take effect probably middle of next year.
What's the sense in New Mexico of what's going to happen? I mean, what's this economic study that they have decided to go ahead with? What's the barometer down there?
Well, it's really going to be gauging what is uniquely New Mexico about the improvements that need to be made. The terrain here is very different than it is in, say, southeastern Colorado. Very flat, not a lot of hills to deal with there, whereas here you're talking about a pretty mountainous part of the state that it has to go through. And one of the issues that has concerned Amtrak at this point is Burlington Northern's reluctance to continue funding maintenance means that the trains can only travel up to a certain speed. Ideally for Amtrak, they'd like that to be 80 miles an hour. So there's a strong engineering component to this assessment, and accompanying that will be the cost that it would take for New Mexico to really improve its part of the track. So while the proposed share is roughly $40 million from each of the five entities involved, New Mexico wants to assess how much of this really would be our fix, and it frankly could be very expensive.
You mentioned that the Governor Martinez is really saying that the federal, the federal government should be paying for this. What is the federal picture in all of this?
The federal picture has changed somewhat in the last few weeks alone. President Obama launched a rail initiative that would generate hundreds of millions of dollars for rail improvements nationally. But the caveat to all that is it would require Congress signing off on much higher corporate taxes. It's very reliant on corporate taxes. And the speed that things move at in Washington does not bode well for there being a federal solution between now and the deadline to really revamp these tracks.
So Colorado is a little bit unique in that the state's the only state that actually stands to lose everything should the train be rerouted. Are there folks in the southern part of New Mexico that are lobbying for the rerouting, just as there might be folks in the north lobbying against it?
I would say there's silent lobbying for that. The truth is, southern New Mexico already sees this train and others, so it would not add much for them. Really, what's at stake is what northern New Mexico stands to lose. And small towns like Raton, like Lamy, which is right outside of Santa Fe, they're very concerned about the economic development impact of this.